Ashirad Hashem Bechayai Bazamra Leilakai Biyoini Ayera Malav Sikhi Anoichi Esmachash Ashira Lashem Mechayai Lazamra Leilakai Miyoini Hayera Balav Sikhi Anaychi Esmach Mashem Shayim Aynam Ay 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 Barchi Nafshi Es Hashem Halleluka Itamu Gatayim Shayim Aynam Ay 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 Barchi Nafshi Es Hashem Halleluka Ashira Hashem Bechaya Ashira Hashem Bechayai Lazamra Leilakai Biyoini Hayera Malav Sikhi Anoichi Esmach Mashem Ayitamu Shayim Aynam Ay 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 Barchi Nafshi Es Hashem Halleluka Itamu Katayim Min Aretz Shayim Aynam Ay 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 Barchi Nafshi Es Hashem Halleluka V'navacha Oh,
Thank you, Avi. Thank you, Avi. Thank you, Momo, Nisano, Avram. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. See, it's good to sometimes imagine like what Olam Haba is going to be like, you know, just Olam Haba, just sitting there, like, just listening to that. Like, that's it. I'm good. Okay, we're back on the mic. Lot to share. Just had this. Sometimes when you have a chiddush, when you have this new thought, it's not so much. It's not so much that we haven't spoken about it, but like I just recently, just oh, there he is. Was just I definitely am going to credit Avigdor for helping me. Bit of an epiphany, just want to share with everybody, but you'll forgive me or challenge me to bring it down, especially after that that I don't even know what to call it, whatever that was.
Is there a shiur for today? Is there a shiur? Jonas coming?
Okay, great, beautiful. So sometimes it's hard, as we said yesterday, Aviel, we were talking about taking from your mind, excuse me, from your mind to your heart. Or vice versa, from your heart to your mind. It sometimes gets combobulated, if that's the right word, and you get confused. That's why a lot of times in general, when somebody, we've spoken about this, when somebody has a lot of emotions, when somebody has, let's say someone's a very sensitive, in a positive way, a sensitive person, and they've been through a lot as a child, and they also have a strong mind, it's hard to sometimes mish the two together. I just want to share a few psukim, and then I really want to talk it out. Just a few things. Number one, one of the psukim this week's parsha that always stands out to me as a very strong pasuk for me is just these words, just very simple words, and that is Vayira Yaakov Ma'od. Can't even find it. Vayira Yaakov Ma'od. Yaakov was very scared. Vayira Yaakov Ma'od. You hear what it's saying? Vayira, it's not just Yaakov was afraid. Vayira Yaakov Ma'od. Yaakov Avinu, our Zeda, our Saba Yaakov, was very, very, very scared. He was scared. He was scared of Esav. Another pasuk. I mean, we could say a whole thing on all of these. Sukkim Vayivaser, Yaakov Levadami. Vayivaser, right? We know the song, but it's based on the pasuk. Vayivaser, Yaakov Levado. Which means that what? Yaakov was alone. Which usually go together, right? Not getting into the quote, right? I have a pshat, a new pshat from the quote. But the pshat is, when you're afraid, when you're scared, most of the time, it's because you're alone. You're alone, right? When you're a kid, right? You're anyone who, you know, slept in a room alone, right? Or was in the basement, if you guys have basements. I remember we had a basement. I remember me and my brother would play ball in the basement, and then like he would run up first, and it was a basement. And like if I was like 30 seconds late and the lights went off, it's like, you know, you're afraid the doors. I remember now, I'm like getting nervous. I haven't thought about this for a while. Like the door is going to close and it's going to lock. I don't know. The monsters, I don't know what I was afraid of, but you're alone. You're alone in your room. You're worried about the, you know, the monsters under your bed or whatever it is. You're alone. Vayira Yaakov. This isn't a new thing. Yaakov Avinu. was afraid? Oh, we have one here. I guess he didn't see the sweatshirt. No Hashem, no fear. No Hashem, no fear. You're telling me that Yaakov Avinu didn't know Hashem, so what's he afraid of? Vayivaseh Yaakov levado. Yaakov's alone. There's no bigger person who I connect to very much, a little bit. I connect to the loneliness a little bit of Yaakov Avinu, of being the Bechir Ha'avos, being the choicest of all of the of our grandparents. Every Avram Avinu is monotheism. People call right in the Arabs they're called Ibrahim, right? Ibrahim. I don't know what they do with Yitzchak. They have Yitzchak. They go. But they tie in a, right. He's the one who is right.
I don't know.
They did. No. They switched. He's right. Raphael's right. No. They switched the whole thing. That's Yishmael. Yaakov Avinu, ready? And this is the keeper, and this is what I really want to talk about. Yaakov Avinu was scared. Yaakov Avinu had to face everything and rise. I think you remember the pshat from last year. I don't have to face everything and rise. Fear is either forget everything and run, or face everything. And now there's a new pshat. A new pshat now. Face everything and rise. Face everything. Fear is Rosh HaTevis. Fear is the acronym of either forget everything and run, which is the normal thing. You run the other way, or you face everything. I'm not making a diac in the right. It's an acronym or acrostic.
Acronym
is Rosh HaTevis. Yeah, acronym. Face everything and rise. Face everything and rise. What did Yaakov Avinu say? What's the difference they say between Yaakov and Esav? Yaakov Avinu says what? Yesh li kol. What does that mean? I have everything. Esav says what? Yesh li rav. What does that mean? I have most things. They say it goes down into Mordechai and Haman. Haman had everything, but he says, oh, I have this one little yiddle who's not going to bow down to me. So it messed up everything. Right? What's the trup? That's Cholzeh Einena Shavali, right? Is that the Lushan? I don't know if it says Cholzeh Einena Shavali, but it's not Shava when Mordechai comes. Right, that's another one. But what's the pshat? The pshat is that it's not worth it because I don't have everything. What? How does a person face our fears and battle. How do you do that? How do you become? And you know, it's funny. Yaakov Avinu is called after the fight. That's what he's called. He's called Yisrael because he fought. Right? We're not going to go into the fighting with the Tsar of Esav, but the fight itself is Yisrael. What does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, Ki sarisa, right? Ki sarisa manashim. Tuchal, right? They all ask the question. Ki sarisa im Elohim v'manashim v'tuchal. What does that mean? It says because you fought with gods, you fought with God, with an angel, and with people, and you were able to overcome. V'tuchal. So what's the question? So what should his name be? Tuchal. What? Yaakov to grab. Why is it correct? Why is Yaakov called Yisrael? Because he fought. Why is Yaakov called Yisrael? Not, he should be called Tuchal. He accomplished. So here's the yisod that I want to share with everybody. The yisod is Yesh li kol, which means think of that one thing. Think of that one thing that is stopping you from being what you want to be. Everybody has one thing. A few things, but speak of that one thing. What's that one thing that if only I had this, I would be good? It could be two or three things, but think of that one thing. If only I had X, if only I had whatever it is, then, or if only when I was a child, this happened to me, or this didn't happen to me. If only they didn't diagnose me as, whatever the words they say. Whatever acronyms they use, right? Acrostics they use, acronyms, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it is that they use, and that affects a person. It affects a person. And what do? Many times, we spend our, especially when you're younger, you spend your time fighting that very thing. So here's my question, then I want to discuss it with everybody here. Let's say they were right about what they said about you. Let's say it's true that you have bipolar. Let's say it's true that you were neglected. Let's say it's true that you have a learning disability. Let's say it's true that you're overweight. Let's say it's true that you were a nerd. Let's say it's true that you messed up. Let's say that you're a schizophrenic. Schizophrenic. I just said, I want to say, I haven't watched this. I don't like publicly saying these things. I haven't watched it in a while. But I could say, I was just talking to Avigdor about this. One of a beautiful, how'd you know?
I watched it with Avigdor last year.
And because I said. Yeah. Now again, I don't want to, this is now a recording. No mic, maybe we could go off, it's fine. No mic. No, Mike, Monday, it's fine, right? A beautiful mind. What's the musser? What's the musser of a beautiful mind? Here I'm telling people to watch a movie. Look at that, Oive, right? What's the musser? It's a true story because it's based on a true story. It's a true story. It's not Disney. It's a true story. And what is it saying? It's saying the guy was schizophrenic. The guy is bipolar. The guy was abused. The guy was a nerd. You are a nerd. Quote unquote. I don't know if they use that word anymore. You're not one of the guys. You did hurt other people. You have the shame. And what's the yesh li kol? Face everything and rise. What does that mean? It means, let's say you wouldn't have an out of that very thing. And with that thing, you're actually gonna climb the mountain. So with that thing,
how?
Yes, go.
I don't know, I'm not asking you. Explain how. I don't think you understand because I don't understand it. I'm even talking about
it. Okay, let's back up. I don't know if we might be ahead. Let's back up. Everyone hear what I'm saying? Questions, comments, go. Question, comments. Or I didn't say enough yet? Yeah. Part of the battle, part of the problem that I'm suggesting, part of the problem is that imagine if you actually accepted and you said, you know what? I have that thing, that very thing that I'm afraid of. That is true. But you know what? I'm going to do it anyway. You know what? I'm going to overcome it. You know what? That's going to make me better. You know what? I'm going to, in spite of that, like we said yesterday, im lavan garti, v'tayag mitzvah shamarti. It's not the pshat, oh, I was able to keep the mitzvahs as, if I wasn't with Lavan. No, that very thing, yesh li kol, Hashem gave me that very thing. For whatever reason, I have that thing. And that thing, even though I have it, I'm going to succeed anyway. I'm going to persevere anyway. Stop shaking off the learning disability. Stop shaking off the bipolar. Stop shaking off your childhood. Stop shaking all this off. And once I can sort of convince myself or go to enough therapy where I could solve the problem that I have, then I'll be successful. No. No. I'm going to be successful even though I do have that problem. Because yesh li kol. Question, comments. 1 second. Let the oilam. We already processed it.
Is it like
please. Yes, Ari. If Ari's, sorry.
Kind of like it's on like what Rebbe said before. First of all, I don't know if I missed it, but Rebbe explained what it meant that Yaakov was afraid.
Yeah.
And also, I just for me, my understanding is like his fear is when you think you're alone. You're not actually alone. I mean, because you're always, Hashem's always with you.
Yeah.
So you're afraid when you think you're alone.
Okay, great. Nice. Okay, good. That's a high level, but yes. Correct. The Vayira Yaakov, I was saying is that it's real that he was afraid. Vayira Yaakov Ma'od. He was really scared of whatever he was scared of Esav. He was really, really scared. He didn't fight the fact that he was scared. Vayira, the Pasuk says, Vayira Yaakov Ma'od. You know what that means? Vayira Yaakov Ma'od. He's not fighting. No, I'm not scared. I'm not scared. No, I don't have that anxiety. No, I don't have that problem. He faced it. He knew it. Still, I'm going to, right? That's one of the books. One of the books also everybody has to read. One of the books you must read, one of the must book, the must read books is, what does it say? Feel the fear and do it anyway. It doesn't say, don't be afraid and do it. Feel the fear and do it anyway. What? I don't understand.
I'm afraid. I don't
want to
do it.
Yeah, okay. So we don't want to live in that world. I don't want to live a life where I'm forgetting everything and running. Okay, good. So you can accept that I do that. I'm not sure what you're asking. What? No, but I'm saying we all want to be people who face our demons. We want to be someone who is rising to live the life that I want to live. And I have fears. And you're going to have fears. And you're going to continue to have fears, not in a bad way. You're going to continue to have the stuff. But when you learn that yeshli kol, see, the problem, if I'm always trying to get rid of the bipolar, if I'm always trying to get rid of the ADHD, if I'm always trying to get rid of my parents, my upbringing, if I'm always trying to get rid of my insecurity, if I'm always trying to get rid of my image that I have, first of all, you might not be able to. Secondly, here's my question. Let's say it's true. That's going to stop you from living the life that you want to live. That's going to stop you to be who you want to be because you have this. That's where a beautiful mind. Guys, schizophrenic. You know what a schizophrenic? Hashem Yirachem. You know what schizophrenic is? Schizophrenic are the real mentally ill, real people who think that they are a bird or they think they're talking to delusional for real. It's not. It's like really, 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 really terrible. Yes, Shlomo had a question. Then Binyamin. Oh. That what?
No, whatever I was going to say it doesn't make too much sense.
So say it anyway. Okay. It was a question? Or?
No, it was more of a comment of why was Yaakov scared and then Rashi said that he really wasn't scared about Esau. He was scared about
Jacob
killing people, other people.
Right, Acherim. Shema Yaharig Acherim. Correct, correct, correct. Yes, Binyamin. Yeah, well, yeah. The reason I don't want to say acceptance is because that sounds too. It sounds like, you know, it's too cliche. You have to accept. You have to accept. What? It's more than acknowledge. It's more than acknowledge. First of all, you're right, Binyamin. But I think the nekuda. I think the point is that a lot of times what we try and do is we try and avoid the reality of who we are. We try and avoid that. And by us avoiding that, that is the problem. Why? Because let's say I do have, it's more than accepting it. Let's say I do have this thing. Let's say it is true. Okay, I'm going to get through it anyway. I'm going to persevere anyway. What do we try and do? Which is beautiful. Yeah, right. Correct. But I'm saying, except the reason I'm talking it out with you. The reason I'm Dafka is saying it's not about accepting it. I'm not sure. I'm saying we're all into like healing. We're all into then I'm gonna be ready. Then I'll be okay once I work through my stuff, and that's all very true. But why can't it be? You know what? I might not work through it. I might have my insecurities. I might have my stuff. But you know what? I'm going to persevere. I might have a learning disability. I know someone who had a reading. I wish he would let me share it. He once let me share it, but he won't let me share it anymore. I could ask him again. Where he had a learning, literal dyslexia, a major, major, major dyslexia. He couldn't read. He mamish could not read. At all, mamish like a real, real dyslexia, and he worked through it, and now he reads beautifully. Now, I think part... that is what I'm saying.
I'm saying is that... I'm
saying, correct. Instead of saying... But it's deeper than that. It's not that I'm not dyslexic anymore. It's not that I'm working on me being whatever it is. Even if I don't get through it, even if the motivation and the goal and the dream to say, even if I am like this, even if I have, I just read recently, we were just talking about it, I read recently that Winston Churchill, I don't know why I never heard this, Winston Churchill had bipolar, clinical bipolar. He used to drink, he was an alcoholic, he was all these things. Now, I'm not promoting drinking. That's not the point. But the point is that why does it have to be that a person has to perfect himself and have everything that is, you know, I worked it all out, then when I work it all out, then I'll be successful. No.
In a specific case, in Rebbe's case, with the reading, you have to work on reading in order to get...
I agree. I don't...
You can't persevere for something you're not able to do. If the learning skill is holding you back, you can't just persevere through that. You have to...
Yeah, but that's not even my point. My point is that I don't need to get rid of my learning disability. I don't need to get rid of whatever it is. Even with that thing, I'm going to be successful. That's what I'm saying.
Not in the learning.
Can I
get a visual, please?
Yeah, yeah.
I know Zach wants to say something, but I have a visual. Imagine someone challenges you to a battle, and you have no way out.
Right.
Let's take an example like that, and you accept the battle. You're at a place of acceptance, but there's a next step. You have to fight the battle.
Correct.
And I think that's different.
Correct.
Acceptance maybe correct. An earlier step.
Correct.
And then after the acceptance, what are you gonna do about it?
I'm happy we're talking about it. It's even if I don't accept it, I'm gonna battle anyway. That's what I'm saying about Yaakov. I'm battling, I'm going to bat, and I'm going to do the best. Yes, of course there's the nuance. Of course there's a nuance of what I need to do. But it's saying, even if I am this, even if it is true that I'm insecure, even if all the statistics are stacked up against me, even if this is true, I'm still going to be successful. I'm going to be successful in whatever area it's going to be. I'm not going to wait until I lift off that thing, whatever it might be. Then that's the Vatuchal. Yaakov Avinu is called after his fight, not after his success. Because I'm going to fight... Either way, I'm going to persevere anyway, even with whatever it is that I have. Do you hear the...
Persevering with whatever. Wherever
it is. Take the thing that's holding you back.
I have dyslexia. Bring it on.
Correct.
Bring what on?
Bring it on. I'll do anything I want to do. I don't care about it.
That's not true.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. What? Correct. Correct. What? Or like Ari's saying, you'll work smarter. Oh, sorry, that what? So let me hear. That what? Wait, Avigdor, hold up. Avigdor, let's get... Okay, well, 1 second. Avigdor, hold up.
Being a person with a learning disability, my muscles are amazing. If they don't have the proper help, they won't be successful.
Yeah,
again,
but that's not. But again, I think the focus that I want to say is on the vatu. We're not called, Avigdor. One second, Avigdor, hold up. We're not called after the success of it. I'm called that I'm going to battle. Yes, it's not fair. Yes, he's bigger than me. Yes, that guy's cooler than me. Yes, that guy, yes, I was socially awkward. Yes, I have major anxiety. Yes, I have major insecurities. Yes, I might, from a chart, be diagnosed by X, Y, and Z of this disability. But I'm going to now, the details of how I'm going to do it, I'm not getting into that. But the mindset, that's what I was saying, take that weakness that you have. Take that one weakness that you have, or that shortcoming that's holding you back from being you, holding you back from being the best you that you can be, the you that you can be, and say, yes, I'm not getting rid of that, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Rebbe, can you apply this mindset to like a mistake you made where it's like, I made this mistake?
A million percent.
Yes!
A million percent. Should I tell you why? The Lechavitcher, one of the tzaddikim, says, the Lechavitcher says that if a person can't do an Avera, does an Avera, and he can't bring himself after he does the Avera to daven and to learn and to get closer to Hashem, even though he feels the heaviness and the stira, and I'm a faker, and I'm a two-faced guy, and I'm this, and he can't bring himself to say, you know what, Hashem, I'm going forward in our relationship, even though I messed up. Says the one of the tzaddikim, you have not stepped on the threshold, which means you have not begun the basics of Judaism. Judaism. That you, even if I feel guilty, even if I feel guilty, even if I feel shame, even if I feel terrible, even if I've done things that are wrong, I still can bring myself to go ahead and be close to Hashem. He says, if you can't do that, you don't even know the first steps. Correct.
So if I,
it's telling us what Judaism is. Telling us what Judaism is.
So I make do an avera, and then I'm like, oh my God, I'm so guilty. I'm never going to be a good person. Then I'm not on the threshold.
Correct. Of Judaism. Like, correct.
But if I'm like, oh my God, I've made this mistake. I feel so guilty. Now what am I going
to
do?
Right now I'm gonna fight anyway. I'm gonna come close to Hashem anyway. That's where Judaism begins.
Can I say something?
Please. Thank you, Shuli. I just want to say, I love it. Love it. Yes. And you know what? Before you say something, Victor, I want to say something. That, I think it's interesting that we're saying that, because that's Yaakov Avinu teaching us. So yeah, I messed up. Yeah, I have all these things, but I'm going to get there anyway. Yes.
I want to say that, Rebbe, you're awesome.
Thank you.
And we love hearing what you have to say. I sometimes, and I used to do this in the past, I'd stand up and say something not for myself, but for the people. For us, for the guys that were different than you. We have a different life than you. We see things a little differently. That's why we have been young principal. That's why we have all the guys asking questions so we can see eye to eye.
Right.
Now, I want to say, and that's what I'm seeing right now, it's like what Rabbi Fisher is sharing. It's not, you don't share things like this always. It's more we apply different types of ways of thinking about things, one step at a time. This is like something that's a little bit different than what we usually hear. And I'm aware of that. When I'm sitting there with you guys, I'm like, okay, like this is a little, like Rabbi, like what are you saying? Like, it's a little bit new. So I guess I'm expressing for all of us that like, this is something that will take time to have to understand.
Correct.
I'm trying, but it's still a long thing for everyone.
Okay.
And this is also for Rebbe to know that, like, maybe we don't understand it as much as we'd like to.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you. I want to say something on what Avigdor is saying. I think that this Yesod that I'm talking about is so powerful, and that's why I want to discuss it more with all of you, because I think when you grow up a certain way, and especially when you're young, it's called, the Gemara calls it Girsa Diyankasa, which means what you learned when you were a child. And if you were told as a child by your parents, by your teachers, by your culture, that you have a defect and you have something, it's very, very difficult to shake that. And what happens is we spend a long time trying to shake the defect. And all I'm presenting over here is that maybe it's in the work smarter, not harder. Let's say I have that defect. Let's say that's true. It's still not going to stop me. That's my point. It's not going to stop me. I think we're always trying to shake the defect, and then I can go and go where I need to go. As opposed to accepting, maybe like Binyamin, what you're saying, and saying like, no, I have that defect. I have this blemish, so to speak. But even with that, yesh li kol. Okay, whoa. We got some hands up over here. Zach, you go first.
First thing I want to say that, let's say someone gets a diagnosis or struggles with addiction or has a certain challenge. Part of the process is denial.
Correct.
I mean, let's say
correct.
I struggle with addiction. So part of me coming to the conclusion that I have addiction is, no, I don't have this. It's not something I have.
Exactly.
It's normal.
Exactly.
So denying it is part of the process.
Correct.
And then once you accept it, which comes later on, you're able to move forward.
Right. Correct.
I just want to say, like, denying it is the first step to getting to acceptance.
Right, but I, so 100%, but I think that part of the problem is that we deny it.
Right.
That is part of the problem. So you're going
to
say
that's how you get to it.
We've been in denial. We're enough in denial.
Right.
We're enough in denial. And I think that the second that a person learns that okay.
And then at a certain point, you'll accept it, yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. Thank you, Zach. Thank you.
What I'm saying is to be clear.
Yeah.
Basically, I think that many times that what actually hurts us in whoever we are, whatever we are, or whatever problems we have, is the fact that we want to be something else.
Correct.
And we're not okay.
Correct.
With the problem that we have. I think correct. The first step is also the acceptance that you really have this problem.
Correct.
And then once you have that acceptance and you give yourself empathy and you understand yourself.
Correct.
So the pain that, let's say I can't read.
Correct.
The pain that I can't fight, according to his example, or whatever it is, I think most of the pain will disappear once you understand yourself.
Correct.
Why you can't do what you could do.
Correct.
What you want to do. And then once you accept it, so then
right.
Usually what happens is that you're okay with not being okay, you'll manage to do what you want to do.
Correct. Beautiful. Beautiful. Love it. Correct. The only Knesh I want to say is that you said even understanding why, it doesn't, you don't even need to understand why. That's like a side point. I'm just pointing it out.
It doesn't matter.
I have this thing. This is what Hashem gave me. This is what I have.
Right, let's say, and let's I'm say going, I want to be the best writer in the world, but I have dyslexia. Right? So once a person, you know, before the person comes to the conclusion that, wait, it's not my fault that I was born this way.
Yeah, good.
And understanding myself.
100%.
So that I'll always be in pain that I have to be the best writer in the world. But once I really understand that, wait, this is what I was born with, and this is what I was handed. So
right.
Then
right.
Be okay with the fact that you can't write.
Right.
And then you'll be able to also write.
To maybe write.
Okay
right.
Yeah.
Correct.
So correct.
Who is the? I think two of the composers were deaf. I think Mozart.
Yeah.
I think Mozart was deaf.
Beethoven.
Helen Keller. Read about Helen. You guys know who Helen Keller is?
Yeah.
Helen Keller was blind and deaf. Do you know what that is? Chas v'shalom. You know what that is? So if she limited herself, if Beethoven limited himself, those are just one example, I think, for us to think about it. So yes, I suffer from depression. Yes, I suffer from whatever you suffer from. Yes, I suffer from anxiety. Yes, and you're right, okay, to understand why, that's part of the process of accepting it. But that's what it is. Yesh li kol. I have everything that I need to have to be successful.
Whatever you're saying, it doesn't even matter where it comes.
Correct. That was a side point that I was saying. Yes. Go.
I think that at every stage of life, you're going to have, I don't think there's a person alive who can say, I worked through my things.
Correct.
Progress. You always are going to have the next
correct.
Things. You have to be
correct.
Where you are now.
Exactly. Exactly. Well said, Mo. Well said. That's the emphasis that I'm saying on why Klal Yisrael is called Klal Yisrael, because Kisarisa and Elokim, that what? Is because when I get over this disability, or whatever it is, something else is going to haunt me. Something else is going to come my way. Not in a depressing way, but you think you're going to get rid of that problem and then everything's going to be good? That's Yaakov Avinu's whole life. That's his whole life. First, he's this. Next week's parsha, which we'll talk about. B.K.'s Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva. Yaakov's like, oh my gosh, I just want to chill out. And what happened right the second, I remember I had this, Avram can appreciate this, Zach, the camp, the guys who are in camp. I don't know if you remember, but one of the, I'll never forget this, okay, this is really for next week. but I'll say it now anyway. I remember it was like the beginning of camp, and I was the director of the boys, Shema boys, and I remember I was very, very, especially the beginning of camp, and I was busy. It must have been the first week or the second week, and I go and I sit down on my couch. I don't know. I was just like, I sat down and I'm like, and the second I went, huh?
Downstairs in the brown house.
Yeah, correct. I went, I took a breath like, oh, it's all. Suddenly it started raining and hurricane, whatever it was. One of the trees fell. It was a whole blackout. And I'm like sitting there. I'll never forget that moment where I'm just like, oh, okay, finally, I could put my feet up. Right? This is really the foreshadowing for next week of Bikesh Yaakov Leshev B'Shalva. And you know what? I'm not saying you're not going to have moments in your life that you're not going to have, be able to take a breath and be at a, whew, whew. But when your attitude in life is, my attitude in life is, I'm going to get to where I want to get to. I'm going to have the best marriage in the world. I'm going to be a great father. I'm going to be a tzaddik. I'm going to be a multimillionaire. I'm going to be all of the above. I'm going to be a great therapist. I'm going to be a great businessman. I'm going to whatever. Not when I get rid of all, like Momo's saying. Not, because I got rid of it. Because I didn't get rid of it. And I'm sticking with it. And I'm still going to get there. You wanted to say something in the beginning?
Yeah,
you're good.
It's good.
We'll wrap up. Yeah, you had something. Yeah. Okay. And you know what? I'll just end off. That motivation doesn't last. Neither does bathing. And this thought process doesn't last because we have our weaknesses. We have our weaknesses and we have our faults. But you know what Yaakov Avinu tells us? He says with that, he says, Yesh li kol. I have everything. Oh, another thing. Shui, I was thinking of you. I love Shui. Shui, that's Shui. There's so much to talk about. There's so much to talk about. Yaakov, it says that Yaakov Avinu also, another incredible thing it says about Yaakov, I said this the other day, is that Vayakov, right, Yaakov comes shalem. He comes complete. He was like incomplete. He's the most struggling. He's going ahead with all of his challenges. But he says, right? You know what it comes down to? It's about, Nisanel, you said this. But you said it in a deeper way. What does that mean? I'm perfectly imperfect. What does that mean? And Nisanel said it. He said, that is perfect. What does that mean? What's the depth of that? That is you. That is you. How could you be not perfectly the way you are? That's exactly the way Hashem made you. That, and when we fight that, shalom, when we fight that.
Also within the word imperfect is not perfect.
Ooh, nice. Where is that from? I like that. Shkoyach Shui, thank you. That was yours also? You said that before. I think so. I'm perfect? Yeah, I think so. Hashem should help us. Hashem should help each and every one of us. Hashem should help each and every one of us. We should be zocha. We should mamash be zocha to... I'm trying to think how to really say it. We should be zocha to really, I guess, acknowledge, accept. I don't know, it's a deeper, I got to think of the word. What? No, that's the whole point. The point is that we don't. The whole point is that we're not called Batuchal. The point is that we win. The point is that we win. We don't have to win.
That's good.
My humble blessing to all of us is that for us not to. I don't have to get rid of my defects. I'm going to win. Nachi, I'll say in your language. I'm going to win, quote unquote, even with all of my stuff. I don't need to get rid of my stuff in order to win. I'll say it like that. Correct. We should be zocha to really love ourselves and accept ourselves. Okay, thank you, everybody. Sure.